Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, January 10th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a Crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump gets a timeout for war powers, Matt Gaetz defects, and the royals become candles. The House of Representatives Thursday voted in favor of a war powers resolution meant to limit President Trump's military action towards Iran following an escalation in tensions between Washington and Tehran. The resolution passed 224 to 194, mostly along party lines, but both parties had some defectors. 8 Democrats voted against the measure and 3 Republicans voted in favor of it. Independent Rep. Justin Amash, who left the Republican Party last year, also voted in favor of the measure. Also, Representative Matt Gaetz, who is hard to believe he's such a Trump fan, he explained his decision to break ranks with most of his GOP colleagues on Thursday and vote with most House Democrats on a non-binding resolution. And, it, of course, it would curb Trump's power to order military action against Iran. He said, "I spoke to the president today," and he revealed on Tucker Carlson Tonight that the president told him he is more anti-war than I am, and I love the president for that. The thing is, I think a few of the advisors of the president are trying to slow walk the administration into war. And when the president relies on his instincts and we have the Trump doctrine, we kill the terrorists and we come home. Well, it looks like it's highly likely the Ukrainian passenger plane that crashed Wednesday morning in Iran, killing all 176 on board, was actually shot down by Iran. This according to a U.S. official. The crash was just hours after Iran had launched more than 20 missiles at U.S. military facilities in Iraq, which fueled speculation that the plane might have been shot down inadvertently by the Iranian military. Those missiles were fired at U.S. military sites in Iraq in retaliation for a drone strike that killed one of Iran's top generals. It said that it may have been unintentional. Our quote of the day: few souls understand what God would accomplish in them if they were to abandon themselves unreservedly to Him and if they were to allow His grace to mold them accordingly. St. Ignatius of Loyola. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was known to practice austerities such as abstaining from meat and wearing a hair shirt. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, dude, do you know someone who's a coffee snob who thinks that gourmet coffee is poured by purple-headed baristas at a $4 cafe? Well, grab your pal by the man bun and lead him over to the Founders Trading Post, where we feature the finest and tastiest hand-roasted coffees in all of America, including our newest edition, Abbey Roast, from the Benedictine Brothers of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Brother Bernard hand roast 9 unique blends of coffee, including their award-winning Brazilian roast, their ultra-robust French roast, and the aromatic espresso roast. We carry all of the Abbey Roast coffees and are proud to assist Brother Bernard and the Benedictine monks in their mission. Buy a bag or 9 of craft-roasted Abbey Roast coffee today by heading to mikechurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint William of Dongion. He was born in 1140 and died January 10, 1209. He was a French Roman Catholic prelate who served as the Archbishop of Bourges from 1200 until his death. He served as a canon in Soissons and Paris before he entered the Order of Grandmont. He was known to practice austerities like abstaining from meat and wearing a hair shirt. A hair shirt was originally a garment or an undergarment made of coarse cloth or animal hair, thus a hair shirt, and it was worn close to the skin. It was used by members of various Christian traditions. He was also known for his deep devotion to the Blessed Sacrament and for his conversion of sinners. He oversaw the construction of the new archdiocesan cathedral that his predecessor had authorized and in which he himself would be buried. It had been claimed that he performed 18 miracles in life and a further 18 in death. His canonization was celebrated in 1218, and he was named as the patron saint for the Parisian college. Fotis Doulos, the Connecticut man accused of killing his estranged wife, was released on bond shortly after 1 p.m. Thursday afternoon. He didn't speak to reporters. Instead, he walked directly to a car. Jennifer Doulos, who shared five children with Fotis Doulos, went missing May 24th amid the former couple's contentious custody battle. Investigators allege that 50-year-old Jennifer Doulos was killed inside her own home and garage in New Canaan. Her body was never found, but Fotis Doulos was charged Tuesday with capital murder, murder and kidnapping, police said. He appeared in court Wednesday, where his bond was set at $6 million. The judge has ordered the father of five to not speak to his children or the nanny, and he returns back to court on February 28th. The accused mastermind of an elaborate GoFundMe scam that duped thousands of victims out of more than $400,000 has been hit with a 16-count federal indictment a month after pleading guilty to state charges stemming from the hoax involving his ex-girlfriend and a homeless vet. A federal indictment unsealed Wednesday charged Mark D'Amico of New Jersey with wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, money laundering, and other charges connected to the 2017 scheme that conned victims into believing the homeless vet Johnny Bobbitt Jr. gave D'Amico's then-girlfriend Caitlin McClure's last $20 when she ran out of gas on a darkened freeway off-ramp in Philly. If convicted, D'Amico, who has already been sentenced to 5 years in state prison, could face up to 20 years in federal confinement and a $250,000 fine. Well, London's Madame Tussauds Museum has announced they have removed the waxworks of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex from its royal family set. Woo, these people really ticked off the Queen. The decision follows Meghan and Harry's Tuesday shock announcement that they are taking a step back as senior members of the royal family. They're seeking financial independence. Alongside the rest of the world, we are reacting to the surprising news that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will be stepping back as senior royals. This according to Steve Davies, the general manager at Madame Tussauds in London. And now I guess they're just going to make candles out of them. I mean, what else do you do with wax figures that you can't use? Well, I'm practical. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day. The best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.